Let us pray. Lord, we beseech you, give ear to our prayers, and lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Gaudete, the third Sunday of Advent, is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Thus says the Lord God, "Comfort, O comfort my people," says your God. "Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, 'Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' The voice says, 'Call out.' Then he answered, 'What shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, the fourth chapter. "Brethren, let a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. But to me it is a very small thing that I may be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself, for I am conscious of nothing against myself. And yet I am not by this acquitted, but the one who examines me is the Lord. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will bring to light both the things hidden in darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And then each man's praise will come to him from God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, when John, while in prison, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense at me." As these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.